I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm just lighting the candle first. Yes, we do need a candle. There's literally never a bad time to light a candle. And I know that might not mean much coming from me, because I am an addict and a candle fiend. But I just love candles so much. They're just literally so fan. This candle is so low. Okay. I thought it wasn't gonna light. I should get rid of this soon, but it smells so good. Oh, it's so hot. I should stop touching it. But I like it when the label, like, faces me. Anyways, it doesn't matter. But this one is cinnamon caramel swirl, which sounds gross, but I promise. It's not like you're gonna like it. It's not like super sweet, like sickly. Like, you know when something is so sweet, it's like disgusting? This one's not like that. Yeah, I know I have too many candles, but I just love them. I can't explain why. I just love them, and I know I have too many. Like, I have 5 on my dresser right here. And then downstairs, I think I have, like, 4 more. That's 9. That's not that many. Like, lots of people have more than 9 candles. But they all smell so good. And I know you like them, because sometimes I come home and the house smells like candles. And it wasn't me, so it must have been you, so I know you light them and I'm not here. But doesn't this one smell good? It's like, it smells like caramel, but it's not like disgustingly caramel-y. It's like nice and sweet, but it's also like, it's like light, but it's also sweet. That made no sense. I'm literally just gonna stop talking and lie down now. All right, move over, please. Today's been a long day. I didn't really do anything, but it feels like it's been a long day anyways. Has that ever happened to you? Okay, let's lie down. Come closer. Don't be so far away. I want to cuddle with you. I don't know why you're on all the way on the other side of the bed. Just come closer. I love you. You literally just look so good. Like, I could literally just, like, eat you right now. Not really, but, like, you look so delicious. If you were, like, a food item, I would eat you so quickly. Okay, come cuddle with me. That's it. Just lie down, and I'll give you a nice big hug, and put my head on your chest. You smell really good, by the way. I'll wrap my legs around you. Wrap my arms around you and just squish you forever, but in a good way. Like, squish you in a nice and comfortable way. You feel nice and safe and loved, and just nice and warm and amazing. Okay, I'm gonna stop talking now. We can just cuddle and enjoy each other. Hey, are you alright? I don't know, you just seem kind of quiet. I mean, I know it's nighttime and I won't stop talking, so you probably just want me to shut up, and by not really replying to me, probably trying to give me a hint, like, please shut the fuck up, and I'm not listening, so maybe that's why you're quiet. But, you know, if something's wrong, you can tell me. Or not. We can just lie down and relax, and maybe nothing's wrong, maybe I'm just overreacting, or like, I don't know, I'm gonna stop talking, but if something's wrong, you can tell me, you know that, right? Okay. You smell really good. You're just so warm and nice. I know you like it when I draw pictures on your arm. And just rub it up and down. It makes you feel so warm, safe. And we just feel really good together, you know? I love being with you. I love hugging you. I love cuddling with you. I love looking at you. I just love you. I love everything about you. I mean, I guess maybe? I don't know. What's that supposed to mean? Is everything okay? You don't have to, we don't have to talk about it if there is something to talk about, but I don't know, something just seems kind of off with you, and I don't know why you're saying that. You know I love you. Okay, well, do you want to talk about it? You know I love to talk. I love to talk about other people's problems. We don't have to, but if you want to, you know I'm always here to listen to you, and I'm never going to judge you, and I'm never going to invalidate how you feel, ever. You know I love listening to you, and you know I just want you to feel good, just want you to be okay. Okay. For any specific reason, like, do you feel insecure about something, or just in general? What do you mean other people are better than you? I mean, I guess, I mean, there are people out there who are better than me. Not many of them, because I'm perfect, but I'm kidding. I mean, there are lots of people in the world, you know? So, I guess, statistically, someone has to be better than you at something. That doesn't mean you suck. But I know what you mean. Like, I guess you wonder, like, man, there's so many people in the world. Some of them look better than me. Some might be taller than me. There's probably someone out there who's funnier than me, or who's better at this or better at that. Yeah, that can make you feel really bad about yourself. When you think of all the people in the world who could, I don't know, kick your ass at literally anything. But, I mean, yeah, I guess there are other people in the world who might be better at some things than you are, but it doesn't mean I don't love you. It doesn't mean I could meet someone else who may or may not be better than you at certain things that I'd love them more than I love you. Well, because... Because, I don't know, because they're not you, you know? I love you because you're you, and because you're uniquely and exactly you. And no one else in the world can be you. They can be other things. They can be similar to you. They could be anything, but they're not you, you know? And so... So maybe there's someone out there in the world who might have nicer hair than you do, or I don't know, who eats healthier than you do, or something arbitrary like that. But if I met someone who could do a couple of things better than you could, I wouldn't drop everything and be with them, because they're not you, you know? They don't love me like you do. They don't listen to me like you do. They don't know my secrets. They don't know what I like, what I dislike, what I'm scared of. They don't know about my experiences. They don't know anything about me, and they're not you, so I couldn't possibly have the same quality of a relationship with them that I would have with you, because you're perfect. I mean, no one's perfect, but I'm pretty close. No one's perfect, but you're pretty close. And you're perfect for me. You and all of your physical and personality traits that make you, they're perfect for me, and I would never want anyone else. No matter what they were like, because I could never have a relationship with them like the relationship that I have with you, because I love you as a person. You know what I mean? It's okay to feel insecure. Everyone feels insecure sometimes, but you just have to know that I love you and that I'd never leave you for anyone else. And I know I can understand that. I can see how that would be true. I mean, I guess I am kind of intimidating sometimes. I guess that's true. I mean, yeah, I agree with that. I mean, I am pretty confident, and I just suck my own dick all the time and talk about how great I am, and I'm always calling myself perfect and the queen of everything, but yeah, I can see that that might be kind of intimidating, and maybe it feels like a lot to live up to, but I mean, that's just me and my personality. You don't need to be like me. You don't need to be as confident as I am or whatever. I mean, obviously, more confidence is better than less, but like I said, I love you as you are. And I love you because you're you. And so, yeah, maybe you don't have as much confidence as I do, but I don't care. You know? I just love you. And maybe as our relationship grows and we grow with each other, maybe you will feel more confident. Maybe some things that used to bother you don't bother you anymore. Maybe the things that do still bother you, maybe you find the confidence and the drive to work on them and improve yourself in other ways. Or maybe you don't. That's also cool. I'll love you no matter what you choose to do. You literally can't get rid of me. I never want to get rid of you either. I love you so much. I just want to be with you forever. And I just love you. I don't really know how else to say it. And you're great in your own ways. And everyone has things that they're really good at and certain personality traits and qualities that are really super great. And everyone has some personality traits and qualities that are less great. But you're a really great person. You know that. I mean, you're kind, care about other people, like in a real deep empathetic way. You try your best to understand how other people feel. You're a great listener. You always listen to me. I talk forever. I never shut up. You always listen to me. You listen great to other people. You're not pushy. You just accept people. You're kind. You're caring. Genuine, you're just yourself. You're unapologetically yourself, and I love that about you. When you're happy and you're okay with it. When you feel crappy, you feel crappy and you accept it, and you allow yourself to feel feelings, and you allow yourself to live, and that's so beautiful. You're funny, you're witty, you have a great sense of humor. You always make me laugh. You always make my day better. You work hard at the things you care about. You go after things that are important to you. You always try your best. That's important too. You care about yourself. You take care of yourself. You do the things that are good for you. You have so many good qualities, it's insane. You're trustworthy. When you say something, you do it. When you say things, you mean them. You have integrity. You're just great. I can say a lot of other things about you. I can compliment you forever, but there's so many great things about you. And you're so sexy and wonderful and attractive. And every time I see you, I just want to... I want to do so many things to you whenever I see you. I just, I love your hair. I love your eyes. I love their shape. I love your nose. I love your lips. I just want to kiss them whenever I see them. I love your cheeks. I love your face. Your face is just so nice. And I love your hands and your fingers. Because you always hold my hand and you always rub my back when I'm sad. You hug me whenever I need a hug. I love your warmth. I love how affectionate you are. I love so many things about you. There are things I love about you that I can't even put into words. And because I love you so much and because I think you're so amazing, there's literally nobody else in this world that could ever compare to you. It's like, this is probably a horrible example because it's about working out, but working out is just literally my entire personality, and maybe I should find new hobbies, but it's like, at the end of one of my leg days, I do 2 sets of walking lunges in the 5 to 12 rep range, and then I do 3 sets of cable pull-throughs in the 10 to 20 rep range, and I love it. It's so fantastic. So if someone came up to me and they were like, hey, instead of doing 2 sets of walking lunges and then 3 sets of cable pull-throughs, why don't you just do 5 sets of walking lunges? And I would look at them and I'd say, you know what, that is the stupidest idea I've ever heard. I'm never going to do that. You know why? Because the way I structure my leg day now is literally so perfect and amazing, and I never want it to be anything else than what it is right now. I love it so much. So if anyone came up to me offering anything else, I'd never take it. I'd never want it. And it's the same with you. You're literally so perfect and amazing, just the way you are. And if someone else came up to me and was like, hey, what about this random person who has XYZ qualities? Like, what about them? Why don't you go out with them instead? I would never do that, because why would I leave something that's so perfect and amazing for something else? You know what I mean? Like, there's literally no reason for me to ever leave you or love anyone else, because I love you so much and you're so perfect. You know? Does that make any sense? I'm just trying to say that I love you and I love what we have together. And so I never want anything else. It's like, and this is a much better example, if I had $1 million in cash and someone's like, hey, if you give me $1 million in cash, I'll give you this brand new $5 bill. I would literally never do that, because $1 million is worth so much more than $5. Like, I wouldn't give up my $1 million for anything in the world. Doesn't matter how new and shiny this new $5 bill is. I'd never give up my $1 million, you know, because $1 million is, it's worth so much more. That's like you. Like, you're $1 million, and everyone else who exists in this world is like a $5 bill. Now, everyone else who exists is like a toonie compared to you. Like, you're $1 million, and everyone else is just a toonie or a penny, even though they don't make those anymore. Like, you're literally so perfect and wonderful, and everyone else just can't compare to you at all. So I would never leave you for anyone else. And I don't want anyone else, because I have the most perfect thing that exists, you know? Does that make sense? I think that made more sense. I'm just trying to say that I love you, and I don't know, it's literally all I can say. I just love you so much. Sometimes I don't really have the words for it. Just want you to know that you're perfect for me. Nothing else will ever be as wonderful as you are. And no other relationship I could hypothetically ever have would ever be better than what I have with you. Because no one else in this world can compare to you, you know? But it's okay to feel how you feel. It's okay to feel insecure. It's okay to feel worried. It's not silly. How you feel is never silly. It doesn't matter that, like, I know it might seem dumb, like, you're sitting here worried about your relationship, and there's probably someone out there in the world dying or something, but that doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Like, other people's
other people's negative experiences or other people's negative feelings don't make your negative experiences or feelings any less negative. They don't invalidate how you feel just because someone's life might be worse than yours, or just because someone might have objectively maybe more of a reason to be sad than you do. That doesn't mean you don't deserve to feel sad. Doesn't mean you don't deserve to be insecure. You don't deserve to be worried about things. Everyone deserves to have their own problems. However you feel is valid. I'm never going to invalidate how you feel. I'm never going to tell you that it's silly. But I'm always just going to talk you through it because I love you. And I never want you to feel bad. I understand it's a necessary part of being a human being, but I love it when you share it with me, you know. I'm always here to listen to you. I'm always here to encourage you and validate you and just listen to you. I'm always here to listen to you. And if you ever want me to stop talking, I will. I just want you to know that I'm always here for you because I love you. And that I'm dating you because I love you. And that will never change. Okay? I promise I'll shut up now. It's late. I know you probably just want to lie down and relax, not to hear me fucking talk forever. You okay? Did that help at all? Yeah. I'm glad that it did. I just want you to know how much I appreciate you. How much I love you. Okay. How about we just lie down here and cuddle and just be in love and just be perfect and amazing together? Okay. Come here. Let me hug you. Let me wrap you up in my arms and make you feel safe and loved and appreciated. Because I do love you. And you are appreciated. Can I have another kiss, please? I love you a lot.